3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez. Perez.
Baby Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. My name is Booker. He's Perez. And how are you?
I'm great. And I'm going to be even better or possibly worse after Friday.
What's Friday?
Friday is Black Friday, or that's what they call it. Friday's when the parents who have applied to private schools find out if their kids are getting in for next year or
this
not.
This is like the worst day of your life.
So I've already gotten rejected by one school, which let parents know ahead of the day that everybody else lets everybody know.
Uh-huh.
So I've already got one rejection against me, but I'm optimistic that some of these other ones will work out in my favor. And if not, then you know what? So be it. I can send my son for another year at his preschool. I have a backup. I applied to the nice private schools this year so that I did have a backup in case I do get rejected by all of them. But it'll just be nice to like know, because I think everybody's this way. Like, uncertainty causes anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And people just like knowing things. Like, I just want to know what it's going to be like for next year. But that'll be over with on Friday. I'm excited for that. Next week is my birthday. I've got so many things planned. I actually am a little overwhelmed already. But
I thought you were
going
to take it like low profile this year. You're going to wait till next year to blow it out.
I was, but then I got invited to something the day after my birthday that sounds fun. And I'm just going to invite like my mom and my sister and maybe like a friend or two to come with me.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'll give them a plug since it's giving me a free table. I didn't even think about it. I'm going to Beecher's Madhouse.
Oh, nice.
In Los Angeles.
Okay, yeah, I know Beecher. Cool.
I think that would be kind of a lot of fun.
I don't know if your mom would like it, though.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's a really very young crowd. It's very...
But it's a show. They put on a show.
Yeah, it is, but it's still kind of real... It's an adult show for young people.
Yeah, she doesn't mind
people.
That.
Okay. I mean, it's not really something you'd bring your mom to, is what I'm saying. It's like a carnival almost. And
I've seen his show before.
I put it this way. I wouldn't take my mom.
Well, I would totally take my mom, and I am.
To me, I just would wonder if a mom would enjoy it. Like, I don't think my mom would enjoy it.
Oh, my mom would love it. She loves shows, and she wants to celebrate my birthday with me.
Well, that's cool.
I invited her. She, you know, she had the option to say no. Your mom's clearly not as fun as mine.
Maybe not.
Anyways, let's get right to it. Enough chit. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, let's jump into it. I'm all good. I watched The Bachelor last night. We'll get to that later, I'm sure.
No, I was going to start with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, let's get right to it. Tell me about The Bachelor.
Well, I've said before, I don't love this season. I didn't love Nick. It's his fourth time around on these shows, and now he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. But
how many people watch an average episode or did this past season? Do you know that number?
7 to 8 million people. So it's still...
Oh, wow, that's a good amount of people.
Yeah, no, it still pulls a very healthy number, even with this guy. I thought this guy would drive the audience away, but this year was kind of the year I really feel that The Bachelor... I know it took 21 seasons, but I really feel like all parts of mainstream are about The Bachelor now. It's the lead story on Nightline last night. Granted, that's ABC. It's Good Morning America. It's people like January Jones trying to get on the show. It's Brie Larson having a party at her house and Nick coming over. So, I mean, this thing is really... It's turned into a juggernaut, the show and everything about it. It's kind of a pop culture Super Bowl event last night. And Nick did choose a girl. And I say there's no chance they get married. 0.0. I don't see it happening. She's
clearly.
She's Canadian.
Well,
she doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to go up there. You can just look at their body language and tell, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I saw their body language. And I posted this one photo of the two of them. After the rose, at the after the rose, so stupid even saying it, like at the after the rose ceremony. Like, what are we talking about? Jesus. Honestly, I would rather talk about the Kardashians and The Bachelor.
Oh, it's so good, though. It's so good. I don't see it working. I don't see it happening. You know, it came down to two girls. One was a girl. The other one's a woman. and the woman won. She's much more uptight. She's much more grown up. She's much more of an adult. She's a good pick. She's solid. I just think this Nick guy wants to run around and bone chicks. I don't see him wanting to really be married, but we'll see.
The Bachelor finale did make me check up on my favorite Bachelor alum of all time.
Which one?
Sean Lowe.
Oh, Sean Lowe. You loved Sean. That's right. You loved his pecs.
He's so hot.
Yeah.
And he's just as hot as before. Even hotter. He's hotter now because now he's married to that girl from the show.
Yep.
Made it work. And they have a baby. Hot dad now.
The baby is so freaking cute.
I scrolled through his Instagram and he is very open about his love of God. And
absolutely.
I think that's rad. I'm into it. But it comes across in a not like militant way and in not a judgmental way.
Right.
Like he's still open and accepting of people following him that maybe aren't. And I'm just all about him.
Sean was good. I like Sean a lot.
Have you listened to that Richard Simmons podcast?
I have not. I don't really have any interest in it. Is it interesting?
Well, I haven't listened to it either because it's too many episodes. Like the Oprah Winfrey one I loved because I think it was only like two episodes or something. Maybe three max.
You have the attention span of a gnat.
Well, I'm busy. I don't want to commit to anything long term.
Like a good television show or anything.
Well, I would commit. No, a man I would commit to because those that. A
trust
good
me, they
man
take more time
find.
Than television shows. Trust
well,
me.
Well, I would make the time investment in that. Mm. Anyways, you're not interested in what's happening with him, though?
Not really. I just think that the guy's just old and he's trying to disappear and somebody's trying to create some other story around it.
You don't think it's bizarre that he's locked himself in his
house? He's a bizarre guy. He's an old
years.
Guy. He's an eccentric guy. He lost his looks and the thing about him that made him the crazy Richard Simmons. And maybe he just wants to be left alone.
Well, clearly he's not all put together because he hasn't left his house in 3+ years.
Maybe he just got to a breaking point. He was out. He gave all that he had to give to people and said, you know what? I'm done.
Well, we don't know what's going on. You're speculating.
I don't care is my point. The fact that he put himself in his house for a couple of months. Okay.
3+ years.
Okay.
Not a
3 years.
Months.
Fine. He doesn't want to go outside anymore.
It's troubling. A normal.
But it's his business.
Well, yes. But when you're a public figure, you know, who has fans that care about him because he's helped so many people in the world, I think he doesn't owe anything to anyone, but if people care about him and are worried about him, he should at least let them know he's truly okay.
Why? He doesn't owe that to anybody. He gave his all to people for so many years.
The LAPD, as a result of this podcast that's got a lot of people talking, the LAPD performed a welfare check at his house and the police officer who checked up on him says he's perfectly fine. In fact, he gave a full-on interview, the police officer. His name is Detective Kevin Becker. He says, and I quote, he's perfectly fine and he is very happy. I don't know what he is going to do, but right now he is doing what he wants to do and it is his business. He was very nice. He was very cordial. He couldn't have been nicer to us.
Hmm.
But I just say, like, he could be very nice and cordial, but still be going through severe depression.
He very well may be. He's older. He's not that character that he used to be. I mean, he was in such great shape, and maybe he can't do
the
things.
Well, you're assuming he's not in shape anymore. We don't know.
Maybe that's the reason he's staying in. Maybe he just gave all that he can give, and he was done. He retired. He's like, look, I don't want to be that person anymore.
I just think it's bizarre that he never gave, like, a going-away interview or isn't speaking on camera now.
He spoke with the police. The police said he was fine. I'm fine with that. I feel good about it. You go, Richard Simmons.
I just know that a normal person would not lock themselves in their house for 3 years.
Okay, the police went to the house and said, are you okay? And he says, of course I'm okay. I wanted
yes,
to be here.
They get
gave
that.
He gave that interview. He doesn't owe it to the people anymore. I mean, he gave his all to the people. I'm going to have to listen to this damn podcast now because now I'm fascinated.
All right. In other news that's gotten a lot of people talking, and this makes me sad for many reasons, Misha Barton has had a difficult 2017. You know, she was hospitalized after she claimed that she had a date rape drug put in her drink. She's had a difficult few years, hasn't worked that much. she's gotten, you know, little bits here and there of things to do, like a couple episodes of Dancing with the Stars before she got booted off and some smaller bits. But now there is a Misha Barton sex tape being shopped around. If you don't know who Misha Barton is, she burst onto the scene on that hit TV show, The OC, which was a long time ago. And this just makes me sad because my mind instantly goes to her being complicit in this and being involved in it somehow and wanting to profit off of this.
Hmm. How old do you think this sex tape is? Do you have any details on that? Like, is it from the past year? Is it from 10 years ago? Do you know anything like that?
There are details that are known, but not
when it was
time frame. No.
Right.
But I would guess, complete guess, that it was probably taped within the last 2 years.
It's recent.
Or a year.
Yeah. She was a bit of an exhibitionist back in the day.
She was?
Oh, yeah. When she worked on the OC, I interviewed her. We took a limo around Manhattan one night for Entertainment Tonight, and then we went to some club. And I remember how, I mean, she was kind of wild in the limo. You know, she was bouncing around all over the place, and she had this like this V-cut dress, I guess. And the interview basically was unusable because both of her boobs were out the entire interview, like the whole time. And I'm in a limo trying to interview her on a seat. And she's like, you know,
didn't tell her?
She had to have known, Perez, because what she was wearing, I mean, she was bent over. Like I said, exhibitionist. I don't think she cared is my point. If you're going to bend over and you have one of those V-cut things on, obviously your boobs are now exposed and they're out. So I'm trying to do an interview with this girl and I like her nipples are staring right at me. And I'm trying to like look, you know, right at her eyeballs and nowhere else. I don't know if the interview ever made the air. I don't know what they could use from it, but I know there was a lot of boob involved. And then we went to a club afterwards. I forget what it was. Maybe it was a party for the OC or maybe what she was doing next. I can't recall. It was 100 years ago. But she seemed like a party girl to me. She was pretty. Like,
are you saying she was doing drugs?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that she seemed like a party, put it that way. She wasn't the.
What do you mean?
Let me put it this way. When I would interview most people for Entertainment Tonight, they were very demure. You know, they were very reserved. They were very on camera, very professional. She just seemed like a wild child. Like she just was one of those bouncing around kind of personalities. And I don't mean this in any negative way at all. I'm just giving you my observation of what I saw this girl. And she was a chatterbox and just a bouncy artist. You know, she seemed like she seemed pretty free with her body, put it that way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, I'm not judging her. I was fine with her tits being out. I just couldn't use it for TV. That's all I'm saying. So I don't know. I'm not assuming anything. I'm just telling you a story, I guess. You can take from it what you like.
I wish I knew the legality of a sex tape. Like, I think, and I mean, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but you know, all of the most famous sex tapes from Kim Kardashian to Paris Hilton to Pamela Anderson, they all signed off on them.
Yeah, they all participated, right?
Yeah. So I don't think this Misha Barton sex tape will be released unless she signs off on it.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying if it's being shopped, not leaked, if it's being shopped, that means that she must have signed off on it.
That's what I'm assuming, yes.
And we are assuming, because I don't know the answer to that either. I have no idea.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
In other sad news, Justin Bieber continues to be just the worst towards his fans. He's currently down in Australia performing in stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. This one young fan went up to Justin and asked for a photo, and he said, "You're invading my privacy. I don't want a photo. Look at you. You make me sick." And this was all caught on video.
Why the hell would he say that? How old do you think she was?
20.
Hmm.
She was invading his personal space, you know, I guess is what he thought. Or he just doesn't like taking photos with fans.
Yeah, I think he's just over it. But stop touring if you're over it.
He wants the money.
Well, I hope that kid gets it straight.
We shall see. Also interesting to me is the reaction that a lot of people have had to Cristiano Ronaldo. He is like the most famous soccer player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays for Real Madrid. And it's been reported that he is having twin boys via a surrogate. And what's interesting is, well, it's interesting. It's bizarre. I don't know.
Why? What's bizarre?
It's interesting that so many people just assume that he's gay because of this.
Continue.
Well, that's interesting. But so what I was going to say was, like, just because he's having twins be a surrogate does not mean he's gay.
Right. Is he gay?
I don't know.
Oh, either do I. Not, I don't know. I thought we were getting at something here.
No, he's not openly gay. He's dating a girl.
Oh.
Here, I'll put it this way. Just because he's having twins via surrogate doesn't mean he's gay.
No.
Would it surprise me if he's gay? No.
Okay.
Am I saying he's gay? No. No. I'm not saying he's gay either. I don't know if he's gay. I would love it if he were gay. He's so hot.
But is he too hot to be straight?
I don't know. What does that mean? Well, is Chris Hemsworth too hot to be straight?
No, Chris Hemsworth still looks... he's not as pretty. Chris Hemsworth is a really good-looking dude, but I wouldn't say
he's
pretty.
Well, Zac Efron's pretty, and he's not gay.
I'll give you that.
Just because you're pretty doesn't mean you're gay.
I know, but there are pretty gay guys. You know what I mean? Like,
there's pretty straight guys, too. Like, Rob Lowe is pretty. Rob Lowe's not gay.
Well, that's true.
John Stamos is pretty. John Stamos isn't gay.
That's true.
Anyways, I found that interesting. Also, I found interesting, and I don't agree with it, this new Snoop Dogg video. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
You heard about it? Snoop Dogg shot, literally, this new music video in which he is shooting a clown dressed as Donald Trump called Ronald Klump. Mm-hmm. And he says of the video for this song called Lavender, quote, "The world is clowning around, and this concept is so right on point with the art direction and the reality, because if you really look at some of these motherfuckers, they're clowns. Nobody's dealing with the real issue with this fucking clown as president." Now, I might agree with him that Donald Trump is a fucking clown, but I would not make a video where I'm shooting him.
Yeah, where you're insinuating he should be shot.
That's a bit much.
Too much.
So look at me. I'm defending Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And actually, while I still think he's a clown and awful, I'm going to give somebody credit. It seems like over the last week and a half, Donald Trump has stopped tweeting for himself. He's no longer doing his Twitter, and somebody's tweeting on his behalf.
Well, I think somebody took his Twitter away from him is what I think happened. I think they were like, enough. You're a security threat at this point.
He's still tweeting, but I don't think it's him and his, because they're not, I mean, some of them sort of sound like him, but it's clearly not him tweeting anymore. And he's not sending out the kinds of tweets that he used to send out, like attacking the media or attacking Arnold Schwarzenegger or attacking other Republicans.
Or Barack Obama and saying that his microwave was tapped.
Well, he didn't say that. Kellyanne Conway said
that.
She's
nuts.
She is nuts. Although she's not as nuts as that Sean Spicer guy. Like, in relation to all of that, he said that Donald Trump wasn't being literal when he said wiretapping.
He tweeted it. I mean, it's pretty literal.
What else are you talking about if you mention wiretapping and a phone?
And that's where Kellyanne Conway took it to the next step and said that microwaves at Trump Tower were tapped or something like that. It's just getting ridiculous.
I don't think that's even possible, by the way. Like, yes, your iPads and your iPhones and your televisions could be used as
a listening device, sure.
Yes.
But I mean, somebody could take a microwave apart and put some sort of device inside of it. Sure they could. I mean, somebody could. I'm sure a lot of hotels, people have taken alarm clocks and things and put cameras in them so they could tape other people and such. So, I mean, it's feasible. It's possible. But to say that President Obama had it done, now that's when you're like, dude, come on. I think he's got better things to do.
Speaking of Donald Trump, this new Netflix show, Iron Fist, comes out this week, and the star of it, Finn Jones, is blaming Donald Trump on the piss-poor ratings that Iron Fist has gotten ahead of its release. Basically, the show, for those of you who don't know the history of the comic book, is about this rich white dude who saved the world. He says in a new interview, "I think the world has changed a lot since we were filming that television show. I'm playing a white American billionaire superhero at a time when the white American billionaire archetype is public enemy number one, especially in the U.S. We filmed the show way before Trump's election, and I think it's very interesting to see how that perception, now that Trump's in power, how it makes it very difficult to root for someone coming from white privilege when that archetype is public enemy number one." I think if you would have made a good show, you probably wouldn't have gotten bad reviews.
Right. I think that's what it comes down to. We'll watch anything if it's good. I will.
I know. Blaming Donald Trump for your poor ratings, get a new line.
Yeah.
In more TV-related news, this is exciting because I've been watching clips. I don't watch any TV, but I watch clips of everything, and I've been watching a lot of clips lately of Rachel Maddow. And I'm not the only one. Rachel Maddow's ratings have been going through the roof
since Donald Trump
went into office. She's got her highest ratings since 2012. In fact, she just recently, for an entire week, beat out the formerly top-rated Fox News. Her 9 p.m. counterpart is Tucker Carlson. And people are really talking about her, although it's so bizarre. Like, she's doing such great reporting that it almost concerns me because I'm seeing stuff on her show that I don't see anywhere else.
Well, that's the whole reason she's doing so well. I think everyone's chasing the microwave story. Everybody's chasing the whatever stupid Donald Trump thing that he's done. She's going hard left and saying, no, this is more important. And she's keeping her eye on the ball. And her commentary at the beginning of the show every night is brilliant. She's not taking the bait. And that's why she's winning. I think she's doing a great job. And I think it's because she's not doing the typical panel. Everybody says this, everybody says that, you know, where they bring these pundits in that don't really know anything about anything. They just pretend that they do. She's got real information. It's a good show.
But my concern is, like, why are not more
people will
shows? Why are not more networks talking about the things she's talking about?
Let me tell you why. Because a lot of the anchors on these networks, on Fox News, CNN, a lot of them are just pretty faces. And I hate to say that, but they are. A lot of them aren't as educated as they should be about matters that they're reporting on. So it's a lot of people that are regurgitating other people's things because they really don't know the information. And Rachel Maddow does. She has for years. She's a really smart lady. She understands the nuances of politics and what's really happening. And the same for, you know, I hate to say it, but Bill O'Reilly really has a very good grasp on how government works, why it works, why it's not working, and can give you an educated opinion on things. Now, he applies his spin, which is funny because he says you're in the no spin zone, which you're completely in a washing machine if you're watching him. But the point is, he does have the information in his head. Rachel, same thing. I think a lot of these anchors, they don't. I think they're just regurgitating stuff they read in the Washington Post or the New York Times, or hell, it could be the USA Today. Who knows?
It's not just even their smarts, but, well, I guess it's tied to their smarts, but it's also like story selection. Or it's like, if you're watching American Idol, it's like all about song selection, right? Mm-hmm. Well, same with Rachel Maddow. Like, I was watching this one clip recently from Maddow of this, about this one dude that was working on the Trump campaign and that one dude's ties to Russia. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why are not more people talking about this one dude? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see that story reported anywhere else except her show.
Yeah. She's going deeper. She's really figured it out. But she's been doing this kind of show for a lot of years. People just haven't been paying attention because now there's so many more people that are now invested. They're like, hey, this is the kind of reporting we want. So it's not like she's just started doing it. She's been doing it for a long time and people are paying attention.
She's awesome. I love her.
Yeah.
Some couples news. What are your thoughts about Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez? Did we talk about this last
week? We did not. It broke right after the show.
Yeah. I don't think we did.
You want to start? You want me to start?
I'm going to start by saying you clearly don't know this new Jennifer Lopez.
I don't.
Because the person you thought you knew is not the person from the last year and a half, 2 years. Okay? Not only is she dating A-Rod, but she's being thirsty as fuck. Or it's all tied to a bunch of different things, right? So she's dating A-Rod, and she's already gone Instagram official with him. She posted a selfie of herself and A-Rod on Instagram. She deleted it shortly thereafter, but she did that. And now, like, that just poses the question, why did she do that?
Right.
Did she do it for attention? She's J-Lo. She gets so much attention. She doesn't need more attention. Did she do it to make somebody jealous? She's J-Lo. She doesn't need to make anybody jealous. Like, why did she, why, I keep asking myself.
I don't know anymore, because I agree with your initial statement. I don't know her anymore. I knew a girl, how many years ago was that? 15 years ago. I don't know. I mean, look, A-Rod has been around for years. I think I told you on this show before that Derek Jeter used to, it seemed like he showed up at everything that Jennifer ever was at. And that's a fun little story there for you too, because Derek Jeter and A-Rod on the same team, but definitely frenemies. Okay. So now that A-Rod is with the one that Derek Jeter coveted for all those years, according to the press, and well, according to me and the clubs, because I would see him all of the time sniffing around Jennifer Lopez, I think there may be something to that.
Is A-Rod still playing? Or
no,
is he
retired? He's done. He's an analyst now, and a very good
analyst.
One. He's an analyst.
Oh.
He works for TBS, and he's going to be a very, very good analyst if he doesn't decide to be a coach. He's really...
Wait, he's good?
Oh, my God. First of all, I wanted to hate... Here, let me give you a quick wrap on A-Rod, just so you know. I wanted to hate A-Rod on television. I wanted him to be so bad because he cheated the game, and it upset me that he... It didn't upset me that he did the steroids. It upset me that he lied about doing the steroids over and over and over and kept getting busted. And we found out that he did do the steroids, and that's what bothered me about A-Rod. There's been a million players. A lot of people have been cheating over the years. Okay, fine. It happens, okay? Say I'm sorry and move on. He didn't play it that way, and that's why A-Rod has rubbed me the wrong way. Because in my mind, A-Rod is probably the best player of my generation growing up. I mean, he's a great, great, number one, amazing baseball player. So when he went into broadcasting, I'm like, he's not going to know what he's talking about. He's going to fumble all over the place. Meanwhile, he's great. Like, I love him. His knowledge, what he knows about the game, how he talks about the game, how he's constantly learning. I love him. I actually can't get enough of him on TV. He does a wonderful job. Yeah.
Oh.
So...
By the way, I went to a basketball game recently.
I saw you went to a Laker game. How about that?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, I had completely no clue. The Lakers have been sucking so hard this season.
Well, they've been sucking for quite a few years now, but yeah.
Oh, for a few years?
Well, pff, three or four now, yeah.
Ooh. Well, this year, maybe, is it the worst they've ever done?
Well, the season's not over yet, but they're on their way, yeah. They were very bad last year.
We're like almost into mid-March. They have not won a game at home since January. Since January.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
I was kind of hoping that they would win so that I could be like, I'm their good luck charm.
Didn't happen.
They finally won. They finally won because I went to the game. But yeah, no, my son was not that into it. I thought he would be, but he was more into the cotton candy that he got to eat because he never gets to eat anything like that.
How old's your boy now? Four?
Four. So
four,
that's
yeah.
Kind of on the young side. But
yeah,
I
that's
saw
a little
other,
young.
But I saw other kids his age and younger there.
Does he play basketball at all, though? I mean, does he play at school?
No, they don't have a basketball thing at school because he goes to preschool.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, some preschools have outdoor area where they play around and shoot the ball.
Yeah, but
and
they
such.
Don't have basketballs usually. Maybe they have like a mini one, but not like a real basketball thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to my friends at Element Lifestyle for giving me the hook up with the tickets. Thank you, Noel, and everybody at Element Lifestyle. Back to J-Lo and A-Rod. Anything you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, I'm just going to follow your lead for now on this kind of stuff because I really am. I mean, we went through this with Drake and I acquiesced to say, you're right. Because I don't know, I guess I didn't believe in the thirst and now I'm just thinking it's real.
In more couples news, do you know who Colton Haynes is?
I know who he is now, but I don't know what he's famous for.
Well, he is famous for being really hot. he used to be a model.
I was going
to
say, he's pretty. He's pretty.
He's very pretty. Oh, he used to be a model. Then he was an actor. He did a lot of episodes of Teen Wolf. He did a lot of episodes of Arrow. And he's got a large social media following. He came out of the closet just last year. Congratulations. He's been dating this daddy, like a 20 years older, very successful celebrity florist. Like, he's the Kardashians florist. He does all of the flowers for the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills and the Four Seasons in Paris. Jeff Leatham is his name. They've been dating.
Daddy.
He's totally a daddy.
What does that mean? I mean, I guess I know what it means. It explains itself just because he's older. An older dude, he's called daddy.
Older and successful. Like, he's older and hot.
Yeah.
Like, if he was older and not successful and not hot, he wouldn't be a daddy. He would just be that dude you're dating.
I'm gonna consider myself a daddy if I was gay, but continue. Let's just stop there. Let you continue. I'm gonna take this moment.
Well, anyways, first of all, they just got engaged. Congratulations. I'm happy for them. But I'm also, what's the word?
Envious. Jealous?
No, neither of those.
Okay.
I'm also, like, genuinely, I'm happy for him, but also, like, I'm concerned for him in that this is his first public relationship ever, and A, he's being very public about it.
Uh-huh.
And I guess there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't know if that's what I would have advised or, listen, you don't need to give
any advice. Well, the heart wants what it wants. I mean, if you know, you know.
But it's like, you just came out last year and this is your first relationship. Like, I don't know if being so public and so quickly.
Okay, but let me back this up for 1 second. So he just came out. I mean, does that mean he just told the world, or does that mean he's just now saying, I'm gay? Like, to me, it could say he's been gay his whole life and he's been.
Yeah.
And I can't think of another word to say it, but he's been practicing gay. You know what I mean? Like, he's been gay amongst his friends and whomever. He just wasn't to the television world people. That's my question.
No, that's accurate. But that's still the fact that he's so public so quickly, like, it just has the potential to, like, blow up in his face is all I'm saying. And not even
But
that,
doesn't every relationship have the potential to blow up in your face? I mean, at some point,
well,
you gotta...
I guess. That's why if the shoe were on my foot, like, I would wait until a while before being so public with somebody. Like, I would want to make sure that, like, this is something serious. Like, they've only
been
dating...
Well, not being public. You mean being so public with being engaged.
On Instagram. No, on social media.
Oh, like, just being together.
Yeah, I'm not even getting to the engagement yet.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you were talking about the engagement.
No. I haven't gotten to that yet. Like, if it were, I mean, listen, everybody's going to do things differently, but, like, he's also set himself up, and which is a good thing. He's accepted LGBT awards over the last 12 months. He's, by nature of being an openly gay actor, an inspiration to others, and is now a very visible face for the LGBT community, even though he never really asked for that. But I think it's a role that he's accepted by accepting an award from, I think it was HRC, the Human Rights Campaign. I just think, I don't know, I think it would have been behooved the relationship to have just, like, not been so Instagram lovey-dovey so quickly, especially given that it's his first relationship since coming out. And then now, I don't understand why you need to rush into marriage, gay or straight, famous or not. Like, I get you know if you know.
Whereas everybody does it. I mean, there's so many people that do it.
But, like, why? I don't understand it. Like, you might know. If you know.
People in general don't take it as seriously as people used to, or maybe as you do, or as maybe as I do. Some people look at being married like it's just, you know, being in a relationship with somebody. They don't look at it as forever. I don't think people put that forever tag on it anymore. And I think society is becoming okay with that. I'm not. I don't really. What's the point of getting married if you're not going to stay
with
the person? You know what I mean?
But exactly.
What do I know?
Or what's the point of even letting people know if you don't think it's serious? Mm. Like,
this society we live in is very like, I want this and I'm going to get it. If I want to be married, I'm going to be married. And if I want to go out and buy a car I can't afford, I'm going to go out and buy a car I can't afford. It's a very pleasing generation. Well, they need something, they're going to go get it. And they don't care. That's just my read on younger people right now.
With marriage comes also divorce. And
it's expensive as hell.
It is. It is expensive. Like, a friend of mine is going through it now. Like, not only is the divorce costing tens of thousands of dollars, and he's a normal dude with a normal job, tens of thousands of dollars to get gay divorced, he also needs to pay his soon-to-be ex-husband money, even though the ex-husband was cheating on him.
It's crazy.
It's like...
State of California, divvy it up 50-50. That's what it is. So doesn't upsetting. Matter. Doesn't matter who did what. Unless you got a prenup, that other person's getting half, half, half.
Ugh.
Exactly. No thanks.
In other news that I found interesting, basically every week all I talk about are things I find interesting.
That's fine. I usually find them interesting too, so we're good.
Some I find more interesting than others, but they all meet the barometer,
the criteria.
Of interesting.
Right.
Yes, I find it all interesting. Some more interesting than others. Lily Collins is an actress. She's also the daughter of Phil Collins. And she has a bit of a strained relationship with her dad. She wrote this new book. She's 27 and she's already writing a memoir, which, you know, whatever, make it, do it, cash in while you can. If somebody's going to give you a book deal now, better get your book deal now than possibly not getting one in the future. You know, money makes the world go round for me and a lot of people. It's not the only thing that matters, but it's a big thing.
Sure.
And she's got this new book out called Unfiltered, No Shame, No Regrets, Just Me. And there is an excerpt that was released. And in the excerpt, she basically says that her dad was an absentee parent, a bad dad, and blames him for her eating disorders, which is just loaded. And
yeah.
Despite all of that, she says that she could still have a relationship with him and they could still make things better going forward. First of all...
Talk about airing your dirty laundry.
Well, let's just acknowledge that Phil Collins was probably a shit dad. Because he basically abandoned his daughter. Like, if you're not going to put in the hours to spend with your kids...
If you say so. I don't know the situation. Just because somebody writes it doesn't make it factual to me. Maybe she didn't want to be around her dad. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe she's trying to sell a book.
Well, the fact is they did not live in the same city when she was growing up.
Yes.
So that makes it difficult to have...
Was he married to her mother?
No, he was married to her mother, but divorced when she was young.
Right. And then she took the kid.
Yes, the mom did.
Right.
He could have seen her more if he wanted to.
Says the daughter. There's so many different variables in there. It could have been court controlled. Who knows? She could be right. I'm not going to take up for him or her. I just don't know the whole story. I know there's two sides to every story. And the truth is often somewhere in the middle.
I think that... I mean, I don't want to, like, upset people, but...
Wouldn't be the first time.
Well, I'm trying to be sensitive here because, you know, having eating disorders is a real thing. Like, I don't know. Like, my dad died when I was 15. I could have developed an eating disorder and been like, oh, my dad dying was the reason I got an eating disorder. But is that really the case? Like, I don't know. Like...
You'd have to ask a doctor. You need a psychologist for this one.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about her blaming her dad for her eating disorder.
I see.
Like, that just makes me, I don't know. And also doing it in such a public way.
Well, that's where I have problem. When you put it into print, you know, like, who asked you? That's the only thing that really bothers me. Look, it very well could be the fact. Maybe he was a shit parent. And he did horrible things and this, that, and the other thing. And maybe that is why. But she's the one that still has put it into print and for out there for the whole world to consume. So they go, poor her.
Yeah. And after she does this, like, if I'm Phil Collins, like, I would love my daughter no matter what.
Yeah.
I would take the olive branch, but I'm better than most dads. I don't know if Phil Collins will take the olive branch. Hmm. After she did this.
I got to tell you, Phil Collins is one of the richest rock stars in the world. He owns patents on certain lighting.
He does?
Yeah, and it's this is a really interesting story. He owns the lights that you see in clubs and that every band uses, those little mirror balls that kind of move around and make spotlights or whatever. He owns a certain piece of technology in that. And he has more, I think he has more money from the technology.
Oh, wow.
Has more money from the technology than he actually does from being a musician, which people forget. Not only was he Phil Collins, he was a goddamn Genesis. I mean, he's been touring stadiums for years. I mean, for decades. So the guy's super, super, super rich. Where does he rank in the richest rock stars? Is that what you're looking up?
No, but I was looking up at this company, Genesis Illumination.
There you go.
Genesis Illumination and Verilight Management.
And apparently it's the industry standard where Broadway uses it, where touring bands use it. Like if you're going to buy a light, I don't know if it's this light or if it's the technology in the light. Whatever it is, he owns it. Yeah, he's got money.
Wow. Well, good on him. In other news, Gwyneth Paltrow is hawking her latest a line of herbal supplements for women. I love the people that say herbal. Do you say herbal?
No. Herbal. Get out of here.
Maybe herbal. It's only a British thing.
Yeah, let's just start saying herbal. It's fun.
I kind of love people that I don't.
Let's
but
just
I,
do it. Screw it. Herbal.
Herbal supplements, right? And she's also talking about this latest cleanse that she did, a goat milk only cleanse. Hmm. She's on the cover of Women's Health magazine.
Looking banging.
She does look amazing. She can't make money off of the goat milk only cleanse because she doesn't own the brand or whatever. That's why, that's the hook, right? It's very smart of her. Like, she's doing something that many people might think is wacky to get their attention, to hook them in and then sell them her crap. I got to give her credit for the herbal supplements and the whole strategy around that.
It's the bait and switch.
It totally is the bait and switch. The goat milk is, you know, the...
It's the marijuana. Then you get into the drug dealer's apartment and all of a sudden they give you some coke and then you do that. And the next thing, it's the gateway to heroin. I mean, she's got you hooked on her sight.
However, Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, I believe her that she did a goat milk cleanse for 8 days. But, hello, she's also normally eating healthily almost all the time and working out regularly.
And she's got cooks and dietitians and everything else. I read about these celebrities getting all thin. I'm like, you're a millionaire. I could be thin as crap if I had somebody bringing my meals over here.
No, because there's a lot of fat millionaires, okay?
Well, that's true. But if you really wanted to, is my point. If you said, look, I'm going to bring in a dietitian and I'm going to stick with it. Of course, you're going to get thin. You're definitely going to get thin. If you have dietitians that know, come on, she's cheating in the first place. I don't want to hear about her cleanse. Get out of here with your cleanse. She's pissing me off. Her perfect body.
Some film news, more controversy over that Beauty and the Beast film. I'm not going to spend much time on it because we talked about it last week, but just silly. The film has been postponed indefinitely in Malaysia over the gay character controversy. Just so silly.
It's silly.
So silly. I hope that before I die, which I'm not optimistic about it. I'm not. I hope that by that time, you know, gay people are no longer seen as scary or a threat and that we're seen as normal, because I am normal and fabulous. I am sickening, but I am not sick, okay? So I hope I get to see that before I die. I don't know. I'm not that very optimistic about it. Some TV news, some great TV news, and also another podcast without the Kardashians. I love it.
They're done, aren't they?
They are done. I've said it for a while now.
Okay, but the show did debut. Did they have a big number? Because I didn't read anything about it.
I don't know if it debuted well.
Oh, we got to look that up.
I'm trying to find it. Hold on. Keeping up. Wow, it's so bizarre. It's not been made public yet.
That doesn't make sense. Wasn't it last week? Cable numbers are the day after. Not the day after. The day after the day. So they're out.
It was Sunday, so it's Tuesday.
So they should be out today. They should have come out this morning. They're not out yet, huh?
No, just did a Google
search. So we'll find out. Everybody keep your eye on that later on. If it's interesting to you, look it up. But I think this will be the ultimate litmus test if people are done completely, if they're completely over. I don't know if one show means anything, but if it's a number under a million people, they're toast. But I don't see how it could possibly be.
Well, we shall see. Speaking of them, there will not be a second season of Rob and China. Thankfully.
What a shame.
Thankfully.
Horrible news for the art world.
And finally, this was just, it was sad news to read, but just made me really have a great moment of perspective this morning when I read that the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants has been diagnosed with ALS, which is a terminal disease.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig's disease.
I was reading how most people diagnosed with it don't live longer than 2, 3, 4 years. Stephen Hillenburg is his name. He's just 55 years old. Yeah, your health, that's really what matters. It's number one. We talked about like my family motto. Yeah, we did.
Sure.
Family motto. Well, even above the family motto, which is number one, family, number two, working very hard, and number three, listening to my son. I tell him that on the way to school every day. Letter A before even number one is your health. Because if you're not in good health, nothing else matters. Mm-hmm. So good health to you. Good health to everybody listening. And let's take some calls.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Elizabeth from San Diego, California. Perez, the fact that you compared Taylor Swift to Beyonce with their attitude and how they think they're like the greatest thing ever, both think they're the greatest thing ever, breaks my heart. As a fellow Swiftie, I think Beyonce is the most pretentious person ever. Just hearing about how she blocked people off from the baby nursery so they couldn't see their children when they were born so she could be with Blue Ivy in peace just drove me insane. Taylor would never do that. Ever, 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 ever. Anyway, we are going to agree to disagree on that. But my question is,
can you pause that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Taylor Swift would never do that because Taylor Swift, it's just a difference in style. Taylor Swift would never do that, but she would have a home birth with a doctor on call and set up like a clinic in her house.
Right.
But my question is, I read something about Taylor Swift possibly releasing an album at the end of this year, somewhere that Ed Sheeran had said it. Somewhere, and I read it on Instagram, and I'm wondering if this is true. Have you heard about this?
I have only heard speculation.
I heard speculation from Ed Sheeran. I heard that story.
He said, do expect an album from her, maybe. He was only speculating. He said, she might release something at the end of the year. That's always the best time to release it.
Hmm. Hello, Perez. Jay from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to know your thoughts on the Horvitz Simmons podcast, if you heard it.
All right, we addressed that. Thank you for your call.
Hi, Perez. This is Sonia from Miami, Florida. I need your thoughts. What is your opinion on Katy Perry's new haircut? I personally don't like it. I think she looks way too much like Miley Cyrus. She's a beautiful person, obviously, but it's just not my favorite look on her. I want to know your thoughts and Booker's. Take care. Bye.
I hate short hair on girls.
I like it a lot.
There you go.
Hey, Perez. I'm going to preface this with saying this is not a question. This is just a comment or maybe an observation. I want to say that you are wonderful. You're an awesome dad. You're an awesome professional. I love your website. I love your podcast. I love everything that you do. And I know you don't want comments regarding the podcast entitled Fight. And I don't want to say anything negative about it. But I do want to tell you this because I'm a person that likes growing as a human being. And I know that you are as well. And I'm from Miami. I know that you are. And we both share the same.
I don't think she's ever going to get to the point.
Well, let me hear what she has to say. Right. Yes.
Heritage. I'm Cuban as well. And I think that Cubans, and myself included, I've realized this about myself, have such a hard time admitting when we are wrong. I have such a hard time with this. It's something I've struggled with. And then when I have an argument with my father and say, you have such a hard time admitting when you're wrong. And he does the same. I do the same thing. And I think that you have that problem as well. And I'm listening to you. And so set on your path, even though it's clearly wrong, or even though Booker is clear, you know, it's just, I'm not saying that you are wrong in that situation, that Booker was wrong or right. I'm just saying it might help by being aware of that. And now that I'm aware of that, it's something that I work on. And I know that you're all about working on yourself. Anyway, I love you. This is no hate, no shade. Love you so much. Love listening. Take care. Bye.
I love her rap, because the next time you go off on a tangent, I'm going to use it. I'm going to go, you know what it is? Because you're Cuban. Can't admit that you're wrong.
No, I'm. That, first of all, I can admit when I'm wrong. And just last podcast, I did.
Yeah. About what? What were you wrong about?
About, we were talking about Leslie Jones, and when I made that bad joke about Donald Trump, you know, I was like, you know what? You're right. I was wrong about that.
Mm. Want to wrap it up?
Sure. That's it. Thanks for calling, everybody. Our number is 800-721-1185. Is that it?
Yep. We need more of your calls. I need 100 more Twitter followers to get to 10,000. So let's step up, people. Come on. And I guess we'll see you next week.
You got to tell people what your Twitter name is.
Oh, yeah, @Chris Booker. See, that's why I don't have any Twitter followers, because I'm stupid.
Jesus.